I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
Oh my god, seriously!
What? Come on!
Son of a bitch!
Raggy, 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 raggy time.
I'm Heather. That's Nicole.
That is.
And Denise, again, cannot be with us this month, so if you already send your sent...
Creative differences.
Snatch photos, send your boobs. That's all.
Oh, yeah, she got enough snatch. She wants more boobs.
She wants some boobies now. Cleave, you know.
She's doing a whole weird science thing where she's going to take a photo of being the perfect woman.
Absolutely. Okay. Fantastic. So, hey, Denise, she'll be with us next month, which would be awesome. So... if you guys are just listening for the first time, Ragtime basically is we just bitch. We have three topics that we bitch about that just happens either like to us personally or in the world.
And it's hard to whittle down to three.
It really is. We have like an ongoing list. But I think this entire podcast might just be about discrimination that's going on in the States.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. That was a joint one we have a problem with.
Do you want to, are you more coherent than I am? Because this makes me so angry.
Well, I actually got in an argument with someone on Facebook about it, and it's just like, well.
Who?
A Christian. So, okay, so.
My God.
It's not the actual language of the bills or, like, what's going to happen with it to me, in my mind, because, like, they are stated in a way where I think the government could step in and be like, no, you can't discriminate against these people. But. It is a step in the wrong direction.
Absolutely in the wrong direction.
First off, church, it's redundant. Churches don't need extra protection. They already have it.
Yes.
I don't care if you don't want to marry me. Whatever. I wasn't going to get married in your stupid church anyway. But if you're providing a social service and you're associated with a church, I expect, as a person in the community, to receive those services without any issue.
Correct.
So, because housing, anything, medical care, anything that has to do with it.
Because what would Jesus do?
Yeah.
That's basically what it comes down to, is the principle of what would Jesus do? And these Christians, they think like, they get so like, they think the Bible says it's wrong, so then it's wrong and we hate everybody who is gay.
You can judge all you want in your house, just keep your mouth shut.
Yep.
And don't put your church's crap onto my life.
Yep.
Like, I don't need to deal with it.
Nope.
And you think these are all shithole states I would never fucking want to live in anyway. I don't know why they even bother discriminating. And if you live in one of these shithole states, I feel sorry for you.
Yeah.
But guess what? You should fucking move because their economies are already in the tank.
Yep.
They should be worrying about that. Each state that had one of these laws, its economy is horrible. Their job percentages are horrible.
Yep.
They should be worried about helping out people getting jobs and helping out people in their community. And this is what they're worried about.
So
if you move and you bring your money and your job experience to another state, well, they're even more in the tank. So fuck them.
Exactly.
And I know it's not easy to just move, but...
No, it's not.
But if it was that bad, I would highly consider it.
What's interesting is that North Carolina is a huge, like, tourist destination basically for the Outer Banks.
Correct.
What cracks me up is that North Carolina basically was the, like, one of the first states that was trying to do the discriminatory bill.
Yeah.
And then Georgia was second behind it. Now, Georgia's, what, they
and
shoot...
Mississippi had a problem, too, right?
Mississippi is now in it as well.
Yeah.
But Georgia shoots Walking Dead, I think, what?
A lot of stuff.
It's basically a lot of stuff.
It's a cheap place to shoot.
It sure is. So now, you know, Hollywood's getting all involved. They're like, well, if they pass this bill, you know, we're going to pull out, you know, all of our funding. Which, you know, that would be a huge... If I was the governor...
And a lot of people are saying they're not going to perform that Bruce Springsteen just pulled out.
I that's awesome, but it's just like, what cracks me up though is that Rob Reiner's like, I'm never gonna shoot in North Carolina if they pass this bill. You are fucking Rob Reiner. What are you shooting now that's gonna affect North Carolina?
Like, oh no, not Rob Reiner.
You're like, oh man, we're not gonna go ahead and pass this bill because Rob Reiner's never gonna shoot Sleepless in Seattle 2. Boo-hoo. Like, please, get, like, thanks, Rob Reiner. Like, thank you for your support,
but
no thanks. Just shut the fuck up.
You and Caitlyn Jenner, just keep quiet.
Yeah, exactly. But regardless, I read an article about, like, the representatives in North Carolina that voted for this bill. And they were all African-American. This is what cracks me up is that, so here you have a group of people who have been discriminated against for at least a good century.
Yeah.
So they understand what it feels like to be oppressed.
Exactly.
But yet a majority of them agreed with this bill just because how it was presented to them, saying that transgendered individuals could not use the bathroom that they wanted to gender reassign to.
It's just so stupid. I don't care who's in my bathroom. I'm in a bathroom until I piss and I leave.
And then all of a sudden, when they realize exactly what this bill, when they found out more information about the bill, and they found out that they was going to be discriminated against their own community, they were like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Like, how much of a hypocrite are you? It's like, but to be completely honest, it's like your ancestors were discriminated against. You obviously came out of that, and now you're a representative of North Carolina.
Yeah.
Like, you clearly are not discriminated against. You are voted into a government position. You know, you're basically given the same equal rights as everybody else.
Well, it's probably just the way it's viewed, because, like, in the Black and Latino communities, it's the hardest to come out in.
Which is a completely, totally different issue.
Yeah.
But it's just like, how much of a hypocrite are you? To go ahead and say, like, oh yeah, I'm going to say yes to this bill because I don't want a woman pissing next to me. You're not even going to fucking know.
I know.
I mean, look at the guy that was on The Voice that I sent you. I thought that was a woman. It's like Jordan. It's not Jordan Sparks, but his name was Jordan. And I'm just like, you are it looks like Chaz Bono.
It wasn't. No.
So, I mean, like, I think in this day and age, no one knows.
It's ridiculous. Like, the whole, like, you have to go in based on your gender. Like, what are you carrying around your fucking birth certificate?
Exactly. Like what I have to do. Like, if God forbid, I had, you know, I already have short hair, but I had a flat chest.
Yeah.
I had, like, say I had A's.
Yeah.
I have D's, everybody. But I had A's. And then, like, I'm going all around and someone's going to, like, question me, like, oh, are you a boy?
Excuse me, little boy.
Like, no, do you want to finger me to find out if I'm a boy or a girl? Like, what? Like, you shouldn't have to. And I just read to you that a girl was kicked out of a McDonald's because she went and used the female bathroom. And she had short, spiky, like, fun hair. But she was a girl. And it's like, all of a sudden, we have to go back to, like, the stereotypes of looking like, girls have to be curvy. Girls have to have long hair.
Yeah.
Girls have to wear dresses. It's like, fuck you.
And
why
it's
can't
like,
you
what
just...
She just went in the bathroom and peed and left. Like, it's so
That's
stupid.
It. What happens if she went ahead and used the Go Girl? Oh my God. What if they had a hidden camera and they saw her standing up using the Go Girl? I just can't with all these states passing this discriminatory bill.
It's just the step in the absolutely wrong direction.
Absolutely.
The fact that it's even up for a vote is ridiculous.
And there are still people in this world that are voting yes to this. And
yeah.
I really do hope that, you know, their economy goes into the shitter.
There it is.
Like when Indiana did it, when Indiana tried to do it for gays, like, I think it was like 45 conventions were supposed to be held at the convention center. They all pulled out.
Yeah, good.
But now, and then the governor's trying, he just passed that, you know, abortion law. And let me just tell you, some woman... in that state, I sent it to you, started a Facebook page called Periods for Pence. Pence is the governor of Indiana. And basically, they are flooding his office with calls. And they're actually putting on Facebook, like, the best of the calls, like, the transcriptions of the calls. Of when they call and they say, hey, my period this month is really, really heavy. Can he recommend a good gynecologist for me?
Yeah.
Because apparently he knows all about vaginas.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's ridiculous. I just don't understand why people just can't leave us alone.
And this also goes with one of my gripes that I have, is that this year I feel like I am voting in the primaries.
Right.
To elect someone who might beat Trump. Like, that's all I can think about. Like, I'm not thinking about who I like due to the issues or who I like to be president. I'm just like, for the love of God, if Trump is actually
I know.
In the Republican ticket, the Democrat has to beat him because...
But who?
I honestly don't think Bernie can.
I don't think he will because,
but
you know
Hillary
what?
He could. And like...
Right.
I was on the fence between the two of them, but I'm going to have to go more with Hillary because if he's the president of the United States, well, oh my God.
I know.
And that just makes me so angry that I have to reduce my vote to that. But I have to choose somebody based on who's going to take out this guy.
You know what? I know this is basically the complete opposite direction of what we talk about, but I have to say, at least you're going to go vote. Because I've talked to people that are like, I don't like anybody on the ticket, so whatever happens, I'm not going
to
vote.
Well, that's why we're in this fucking place to begin with, because the reason that the Republicans are insane and that we don't have a lot on the Democratic ticket is because Democrats sat on their asses last vote and just figured, oh, Obama's getting back in, but nobody did anything in the primaries and the other votes, so all these crazy-ass senators were elected in by the Republicans.
Yeah, exactly.
Now we have, like, a government full of, like, right-wing lunatics.
Yeah.
So that's why you have to, like, get in there.
You have to vote, basically. You just have to go out and vote.
Yeah, not just for the president. Like, you have to worry about who's going to be in Senate.
Like, if you don't want Trump to be president, and you might not like Hillary, you vote for Hillary. Because if you go out there and not vote, that's a vote for Trump.
Exactly.
It's basically what it comes down to.
I know.
So, oh my God. But how do you stop the discrimination that's going around these states? Like, so, North Carolina, Georgia, Indiana, Mississippi.
It's like we have to wait for a generation to die and hope it doesn't get passed on.
Yeah, but it seems like the generation that's so racist, it, you know, racism is learned.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, you know, the young generation, wherever, you know, they're so crazy in the head that, you know, they just follow the Bible and whatever the Bible says is like, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh my God, I can't. How do you stop this?
I don't know.
It's like, was it last year when they passed, when the Supreme Court said gay marriage is legal.
Yeah.
And now it's all marriage. Mm-hmm. It's like, man, that was a huge step for us. Mm-hmm. And I kind of thought, like, wow, maybe we're finally going to be in the right direction in this country. And
that's all of a sudden, that's how stuff works, though. Like, you move forward, and then there's, like, this push to try to push it back, but it always continues forward, hopefully.
And I guess basically it's kind of like all started with, what, that one bakery in Washington State?
It's because we have an agenda.
We're shoving
stuff down people's throats. That's what I love to say. I don't mind gay people, but I don't like their agenda being pushed on me. It's like, we don't have an agenda. We just don't want to be treated like shit.
What, our agenda is just be equal
That's why I saw it on Facebook or something where it said, like, if gay people's issues is affecting your marriage and your life, then one of you is gay. Nice. That's the only way it would affect you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, who gives a fuck?
I don't give a fuck what anybody does.
No, exactly. Unless, like, you're my next-door neighbor and you're, you know, impeding on my property.
Yeah, unless
that's all I care.
If you're affecting me and my family directly, then yes. I don't care. But other than that, do whatever the hell you
makes you
happy.
I'm going to say hi to you, I'm going to hold the door for you, and then I'm going to move on. I don't care if you're white, black, red, brown.
I don't even care if you go inside your house and fuck a goat and jizz on its face. I don't care what you do.
I don't care.
Nope.
As long as you're not doing it in my house.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever.
As long as you're not bringing down my property value or touching my family, do whatever you want.
Exactly. God, I just don't understand people. No. Oh, my goodness. So, that is our universal
ragtime. Yeah, and I shoved in my voting on that one because it went with it.
It kind of does.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's get back to local. What locally annoys the shit out of you, Nicole?
As I'm driving around all the time, I see our local transport for disabled and the elderly is called...
Wait, I'm drinking. Hold on. Okay, I don't want to spit my drink out.
It's called SCAT. Did no one look this up? That it means shit? And that it's used in porn as terminology as well? SCAT porn?
Is it spelled the same?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
So it stands for Special Citizen Area Transportation. So I figured I'd come up with some other names that they could use for their departments.
Oh my God, please do. Yes.
How about Clean Renew Area Parks? We call it crap. You like it? All right. And I got another one here. Community users needing transportation. Cunt. There you go. I'm going to submit those two to Monmouth County.
I think you should.
Because they're a bunch of dumb shits.
Oh my God.
Every time I see it when I'm driving around, I'm like, it's like when people name businesses, like, BJ's Wholesale. Like, come on, really?
Or what we saw
this
today.
Is this a new term, BJ?
No, it's not. And what about Red Wing?
Red Wing, it's a shoe store.
And is it a shoe store for kids or just a shoe store for everybody?
For everybody.
But it's like, where do you, you know, like someone, oh, there's a cute shoes, where'd you get them? Red Wings?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Dyke's Lumber, that's another one.
Oh, that's the weird, where did that originate from?
I have no idea. So, yeah, every time I see that, I'm like, scat. I'm like, that means shit. There's old people and disabled people getting on a bus that says shit on it.
Unless they did it on purpose.
Maybe.
And that's basically
like
how...
Like, they think those people disabled and the elderly are shit in the community?
Yeah, pretty much.
Monmouth County, you should be ashamed.
Exactly. So, whatever happens... So, if that's us, you know, in 30-some odd years, I'd be like, what, I'm getting on the poop bus? Yeah. That's a lot. Fuck you, Monmouth County.
Scat.
All right, you're gonna think this is stupid of me.
All right.
But we all know I walk with purpose.
Yes.
So I'm the fast walker.
Okay.
However, do I seem to take, like, a wide arm swing when I'm walking?
Not that I've noticed.
No, I kind of, like, keep contained to myself.
I mean, I haven't, like, looked at you and said, that's weird.
Have you ever noticed somebody who's basically doing, like, a casual walk, and they have the wide arm swing?
Like, what was it? Was it 30 Rock, Molly Shannon? Well, who was it? Didn't she have that? Was it 30 Rock? I'm thinking of?
I don't know.
Oh, no, it was an old Seinfeld. It was Kramer was involved in, like, a play with Raquel Welch, and she had, like, a wide arm swing, and she danced.
What? What is up with the wide arm swing?
The Molly Shannon was, she didn't move her arms when she walked.
Oh, my, if you need the wide arm swing for momentum, I expect you to be power walking wherever you are going, and you're taking people out as you're walking.
I just feel like when you're not thinking about it, when you're generally walking, your arms don't really move that much.
They don't. And I purposely get behind people with the big arm swing to make them hit me. And they go, oh, I'm so sorry.
You watch
it. I do. I want them to fucking
you're
hit
like
me.
You're trying to start a conversation. You're like, hit me, bitch. Hit me. Oh, yeah, yeah, hit me.
Because I hate, you don't need the wide arm swing, and you're in the midst of, like, you know, when you're taking the subway and you're walking the platform and you're trying to get around people, you don't really have much room to maneuver, and it's like, I have to watch out for your stupid fucking arm? Get out of here!
You're gonna fall on the third rail? Be careful!
Get out of here with your third arm!
What?
Stupid wide arm swing. It's so dumb. Like, I can't.
This is so de-evolving. We're, like, talking about, like, issues now, and it's just, like, scat butts.
Well,
and
this
arm
is like.
Swingers.
Well, we got, you know, globally.
Yeah, we had to.
Now we're doing
global.
We had
heavy first and now
exactly.
We're shit.
Stupid. But you now everyone will notice the person who is walking slow with the wide arm swing.
Yeah.
And it's like, why? You guys want to go past them and go, why? It's not necessary.
Oh, ugh. God. Then push him on a third rail.
Yes! You deserve that.
Oh my god. Another thing that I realized annoyed me today is getting just... It universally annoys everyone, I'm sure. It's just getting some song stuck in your head. It's never a good song.
Work, 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 work.
I'd rather have that.
Today. Really? I wouldn't. We already know I hate that song.
I had the Flashdance song was playing at Wawa. Yeah. And then after I watch, you have to look it up, Melissa McCarthy on Jimmy Fallon doing lip sync. But I was really into all the 90s Disney movies, so I know all the words to the Pocahontas Color of the Wind. And that's been stuck in my head. But only just one part, where it's just like, how high does a sycamore grow? If you cut it down, you never know.
Oh my god.
Over and over in my goddamn head. And then... You were over for, like, Edda's kid shows. That gets fucking stuck in my head.
Jeez.
She saw Bubble Guppies.
There's a whole other issues with Bubble Guppies.
Yeah,
but you that. Like the one you're like, what's
line
that?
Up, line up, everybody line up, line up, line up, everybody line up. That's when you go outside.
Oh, it's actually kind of a fun song.
It is, but it gets stuck in my head.
I don't
know
why. I don't want to admit that, but it's like,
yeah.
Yay.
What time is it? It's time for lunch. What time is it? It's time for lunch. This is what I have stuck in my head. That and Daniel Tiger goddamn songs.
Yeah.
Which are about emotions and bullshit.
Now, do they keep you up at night?
It does. It stays in my fucking head.
That's the worst. When
like,
you're, like, trying to go to sleep.
I had Colors of the Wind stuck in my goddamn head, but just that part I sung. The sycamore.
Maybe.
How high does it grow? You'll never know. You cut it down.
Oh, my God. I have to say, I don't think I've ever seen Pocahontas, so maybe I did. I don't know.
One time I had, for, like, a week, The Candyman by... what's his face? Sammy Davis Jr. stuck in my head. The Candyman can.
That's actually creepy. I think
I know.
That's
why
creepy.
Why is it in my head? Why?
I don't know.
Like
why
I heard it somewhere.
You hear it somewhere?
No, I don't know why it's in my head. I'm mental.
You are mental. Mine's not. My gripe's not as cool as yours.
As colors of the Wind?
No, it's not as cool as yours.
Okay.
And I talked about it earlier today.
All right.
So, we were driving. It's all about basically driving. Why is it that, one, that people don't drive the speed limit? You have to drive under the speed limit. And then when they come to a red light, and they're the first car that can go right up to the line, they don't go up to the line. They leave like a good car or two lengths in front of them.
It's annoying when you know the light is triggered by someone being up there.
Yes!
Like fuck, dude, the light's not gonna change.
So I got stuck next to a guy who, he made a left, and then in Jersey, basically you have to, if you're in the left-hand lane, you can make a left. And he had two car lengths in front of him, but as I got behind him, in a 25-mile-an-hour zone, he was doing 19. I wanted to shoot myself.
I can barely keep under 25.
I can't keep under.
It's a challenge.
It's excruciating.
Yeah.
My foot likes 35.
Exactly.
Done.
Yeah, it's really hard to.
It is very hard.
And even after having a kid where I'm like, I should be slow because there's children. It's like, I just can't.
But you can't. You can't.
I mean, what if I hit him at 25 or I hit him at 30, I think either way it's not going to be good.
No. No. But I mean, like, 19? Like, are you kidding me with this? So, of course, like, then we approach the light. And we just roll to the light. And it's like, okay, it's red. I'm not going to get that pissed off because it's red. I can't go anywhere, so fine. Let's just roll to the light. I should have put my windows down and, like, pumped up the woofer at that point. But he didn't go all the way to the line. I'm like, dude. So basically, if I wanted to get in front of him, I could have. Yeah. I could have, like, just went in front of him or whatever. Then the best is, we have an arrow. The light turns green. I think he just took his foot off the brake and let his car coast.
Oh, my God.
Around the turn. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
It's like someone who has to come to a goddamn complete stop to turn into a business.
Yeah, what is that?
It's like, now I'm turning.
And then you're like, just get in there already!
It's not even a curb.
Oh, the worst is, like, when people make a right-hand lane and you, like, right-hand turn, and you have the curb, or I'm sorry, the, oh, God, what's it called? The shoulder. Okay. The shoulder is there. You're supposed to get into the shoulder to make a right-hand turn into a business.
No one knows that.
No, they're in the lane, and then they make a right-hand turn into the business, but yet they take forever to get into it.
Like,
so you're
highway.
You are causing a backup. You are an idiot. Oh, my God. The agita that I have. This is why I have a drinking
problem.
Heather
honks a lot when she drives.
Dude. The guy was texting, and we were at a light, and he was texting for way too long.
That wasn't the only person you honked at. You honked at a person in a parking lot, and you honked at somebody else while we were
driving. Yeah, because the person wasn't paying attention. So, pay attention.
You honked.
That's basically what it is. Because, like, I'm so annoyed.
Maybe you should just take scat, and then you won't have to worry about these things.
No, because I'm sure the person who drives scat is an old person, too, and they don't even fucking know where they're going.
You're a special citizen.
I just can't. So, this is the thing, like, I love technology. Like, technology is awesome, but it really is it's destroying society. It really is. I mean, people think you're not supposed to text and drive. How many signs do you see, like, if you text and drive, you know, you won't stay alive, or, like,
I don't even pick up my phone to, like, change a song unless I'm stopped at a light.
Right, exactly. Or you you send a text when you're stopped at a light.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is. But I see people all the time texting, even in a parking lot. Like, I'm about to cross the street. Like, and, you know, you're supposed to yield to pedestrians.
Yeah.
Someone's texting, and I'll yell at them, like, stop texting! Like, and then they look, they're like,
like, oh my God, another angry lesbian.
Yeah, exactly. But they don't know I'm a lesbian unless I, you know, walk with purpose.
Yeah, they know.
It's true they do, though. I look like Justin Bieber.
Exactly.
And I'm pretty. Mm-hmm. All right, what you got? What you got?
I think we went through all mine.
That's it?
I did scat.
Come on.
Songs in my head and voting. And then we talked
about
discrimination.
Oh, yeah. Songs in your head.
We did 3-2.
So is that it? Because last ragtime that we talked about, it was right before the whole North Carolina bullshit. And it's like, man, we recorded the wrong time.
Exactly.
That's it. Yep. Discrimination sucks.
Yeah.
People just need to calm the fuck down.
That's why I think I look at Edda and, like, she doesn't know that everyone's a piece of shit yet.
Yeah.
It's sad when you find out everyone's a piece of shit.
And how can you, you know, shield her from the world? And you want her to.
You want to be like, if you're nice, people are nice to you. No, they're not. Everyone's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But you have to lie because you don't want kids to feel bad.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Or then at some point when she gets older, she's going to realize, she goes, Mommy, why is that person an asshole?
Because everyone's a piece of shit.
But, like, you know what? Honey, you are finally...
Yeah,
we were catching
on. I play stuff out all the time. There was this old lady, and she put a shopping cart. She took 5 minutes to put a shopping cart on a light pole so it didn't roll away when she was one spot away from the cart return. I was like, that's called lazy.
Oh, my God. Are that's you
lazy, Etta. There you go. Yeah.
Did you point that out to her?
I did. I said, that's called lazy. I said, she's lazy. All she had to do was take that over to that cart thing. She spent more time trying to get the maneuver the thing to stay on a light pole than she would have just walked over the goddamn cart thing.
All you gotta do is walk over and actually, you don't even have to get there. You just have to push it.
Just let it go.
Let it, and it'll eventually get there.
Exactly.
Oh, good Lord. Okay, I'm done. Now I'm just gonna go drink my sorrows away. All right, bye everybody. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Doctor, everything will be alright. Instead of asking how much of your time is left, ask him how much of your mind, baby. Cause in this life, things are much harder than in the afterworld. This life, you're on your own. And if the elevator tries to break you down, go crazy, punch a higher floor. Living in. Take a look around. At least you got friends. I call my old lady for a friendly word. She picked up the phone, dropped it on the floor. It's all I heard. I'm not gonna let the elevator break us down. Oh no, let's go. Let's go crazy. Let's get nuts. Slip for the purple banana. What's it all for?